Good morning. This is Abby with your daily Berlin briefing for Wednesday, March 18th, 2020. The restrictions regarding the closure of retail establishments in Berlin will apply from today, March 18th, initially until April 19th. Supermarkets and other shops that serve people, such as banks, drugstores, and pharmacies, however, are to remain open, as Health Senator Dilek Kelechi of the SPD said at yesterday's press conference. Berlin is largely following the guidelines that the federal and state governments agreed upon on Monday. Restaurants in Berlin will only be allowed to be open between 6 a.m. and 6 p.m., also starting today, initially until the end of the Easter holidays on April 19th. The understanding is that food delivery can occur after 6 p.m. for the time being. However, contrary to the federal guideline, the health senator wants to keep Berlin playgrounds open. According to Kelechi, a curfew such as in France is not yet an issue in Berlin, stating, quote, "We've decided on drastic bans and restrictions in Berlin, but it's precisely in the open air that we want to allow people to stay." She emphasized, however, to keep the recommended minimum distance of 1.5 meters between individuals. She added that a balance was needed between the freedom rights of the individual and the protection of the population. Economics Senator Ramona Pop remarked that the corona crisis is and will be a great burden on the economy. Therefore, the state of Berlin will support companies, and this will come from all sectors, from the catering and hotel industry, clubs, the creative industries, and freelancers. She said that action would be taken in the short term, but that this would not be possible without the help of the federal government. Therefore, a liquidity fund is to be set up in Berlin. In a first step, 100 million and then another 200 million euros are to be made available. She added that tax payments could be deferred and made interest-free. However, she does not think it makes sense to lower taxes at the moment. At the same time, she advocates strengthening the digital infrastructure so Berlin is prepared for future crises. The BVG will also thin the number of U-Bahn trains on most lines starting today, stating that trains should still arrive at 10-minute intervals on most lines. The U55, trams 1617 and 3767, however, will not run starting today. The S-Bahn will largely retain its timetable, only the booster rides during rush hours on the S1, S3, and S5 will be dropped. For a complete listing of places remaining open, please follow the link in our show notes. The Robert Koch Institute, or RKI, now classifies the risk to the population from the novel coronavirus as high. RKI President Lothar Wieler justified the change in the risk assessment on Tuesday in Berlin, citing the great dynamics of the pandemic and the sharp increase in case numbers. The risk for the population varies from region to region and could also be very high in certain regions, such as the Heinsberg district in North Rhine-Westphalia. So far, the risk to the health of the population in Germany from the virus had been classified as overall moderate. Wieler also pointed out that the illness figures were likely to be much higher than the official figures submitted to the RKI. Accordingly, everything must continue to be done to stem the spread of the disease and not to overload the health system. According to figures, the number of confirmed cases in Germany as of last evening was around 8,000. Worldwide, the number of infected persons is now higher than in China, where there were 81,000, and in the rest of the world, it's 86,000. Wieler continued stating, quote, "At the moment, Europe is the focus of the pandemic." Berlin's Mayor Mueller explained yesterday morning on RBB about the further drastic measures in the capital, stating, quote, "In the past few days, we've seen how the forecasts are developing from the scientific community, and I'm very pleased that we are now agreeing on this very closely between the federal and state governments. Now, we have to see how the spread develops in the next weeks." He said that the most important goal is to flatten the wave of infection so that medicine can keep up with it. He added, quote, "If we can achieve this with the measures we've taken now, good. If not, there may have to be further steps." The Berlin Senator of the Interior, Andreas Geisel, believes that the police are sufficiently equipped for operations in connection with the corona pandemic. The SPD politician told the RBB yesterday that the police are fully capable of action, even if, for example, civil servants are currently not on duty due to the consequences of the virus. According to the Interior Administration, 7 civil servants are infected and about 300 police officers are in quarantine. Per Geisel, the police will now concentrate on core tasks, including enforcing the newly decided upon restrictions. The police union, or the GDP in Berlin, on the other hand, has criticized the lack of information provided by the authorities in connection with the pandemic. GDP spokesman Benjamin Yendro told the RBB that there are still many open questions, for example, regarding protection during operations, and added that preventative measures must be taken so police can safely enforce the restrictions on public life. Geisel has announced that the Senate is considering further steps to slow down the spread of the coronavirus, adding that it is conceivable that the right of assembly could be restricted for a limited time. The long-distance bus companies Flixbus and BlaBlaBus have announced the discontinuation of bus service starting today. Flixbus suspended all national as well as cross-border connections to and from Germany from midnight today, and BlaBlaBus intends to proceed in the same way starting from 7 a.m. Flixbus dominates the long-distance bus market in Germany with a market share of more than 95%. Already in the past few days, the company had seen a significant drop in demand. The company now refers to the, quote, "guidelines for the further restriction of social contacts in the public sector in Germany, as adopted by the federal and state governments. These also apply to bus travel. Affected passengers will be informed and will receive a voucher for the entire ticket price without a cancellation fee to the email address given at the time of booking." Flixbus's long-distance train division, however, FlixTrain, is not affected by the measures. A spokesperson emphasized that at present, it only applies to buses. If you like our podcast, you can help others discover us by liking and sharing our episodes on social media. You can also find us on Facebook and Twitter, where we occasionally post updates on breaking news. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.